up, everybody? In today's video, we'll be going over the high-flying Chinese electric auto vehicle maker, NIO. There was important development last week which could impact the stock price in the coming days, weeks, and even months ahead. So investors may want to exercise some caution and stay away from the name. Now, hopefully we will be sharing an update directly from NIO regarding this situation in the near future as we await further developments. So we'll be posting what NIO plans to do about this, so then you know with 100% certainty what action is best for you. So don't forget to subscribe to the investing.com YouTube channel to get the update. Now first, some background info and why this even matters. The US House of Representatives passed a bill on December 2nd that could result in Chinese-based companies delisting their shares from US exchanges. Under the Holding Foreign Companies Accountable Act, China-based companies listed on U.S. stock markets would have to undergo annual audits that are reviewed by U.S. regulators or threatened to be delisted. The measure would require the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, or the PCAOB, to oversee audits of Chinese companies' financials. The bill passed the Senate back in May, so the House passage now sends it over to the White House for President Trump to sign into law. Now, obviously, that could be of some concern to NIO and the other China-based companies listed on U.S. stock markets, as at the end of the day, the Chinese Communist Party, or the CCP, and the People's Bank of China, the PBOC, are both responsible, ultimately, for auditing the company's financials. And at the end of the day, whether the company has to give approval to US regulators is not really their decision to make, but rather the Chinese government, or at least that is the allegations and speculations. We have seen high-profile Chinese companies be exposed as frauds in the past. So now that we've covered that, let's find out why this does not bode well for NIO. The Chinese EV company recently stated in its 2019 annual report, and I quote, "Because our auditors are located in China, a jurisdiction where the PCAOB is currently unable to conduct its inspections without the approval of the People's Bank of China, our authorities, our auditors are not currently inspected by the PCAOB." So obviously, like I mentioned earlier, that is the main issue here. The main concern are that the authorities in China, the People's Bank of China and the Chinese Communist Party, are both responsible for the company's financials and auditing those companies. So the big fear is that they will not let in the US regulators to in fact come in and, you know, hold the Chinese companies to those higher standards. Now, NIO's spokeswoman said in an emailed statement last week following the passage of the bill that NIO was aware of the situation and became compliant over the past months. However, digging deeper into the language used in the statement, we found out that the language was rather vague. The statement noted that NIO's corporate governance and internal controls ensure the company's compliance with relevant regulations and standards. That was the main line there. So nothing really there touches on the recent passage of the bill, but rather it speaks in broad terms. In addition, the statement goes on to say that as an individual company, we won't be able to comment on this topic, which is still going through the process. Again, more uncertainty. As an investor, that is not something I would like to hear. Finally, the statement ends with the line, "Please refer to our public filings for the company's information." So we did that earlier when I referred to the company's 2019 annual report, which in fact underlined these concerns and fears. Now let's look at the stock chart. Shares of the Shanghai, China-based EV company have soared this year. At one point, the stock was up more than 1,300%, but have since pulled back. Shares are, in fact, still up more than 1,000% year to date. It closed at $43.04 on Friday, giving it a market cap of $51 billion. However, as we can see on the chart, shares have hit a bit of turbulence lately. The stock is off around 28% since rallying to its all-time high of $57.20 on November 24th. The main bull case story for NIO is soaring year-over-year deliveries of its vehicles. The company recently reported that sales have more than doubled so far from 2019. The company has delivered more than 36,000 electric vehicles so far this year, which is up more than 111% from the same time last year. So investors are obviously hungry for that growth and are rewarding the stock handsomely. We've seen it basically being a big market darling, the EV sector in general, and other Chinese counterparts, XPeng, Li Auto Motors, and others have all been big winners so far this year. So what's the bottom line? For the people that have watched up until now, congratulations. Look, I'm not saying NIO will be delisted anytime soon. The company still has a 3-year window to come into compliance with the new rules and regulations, but current EV sector hype does not yet price in regulatory risks, making it prone to a big pullback. So taking this into account, NIO shares will remain vulnerable to sharp swings in the days ahead. So take that into consideration when making your investment decisions. So I hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. Leave me your comments whether you agree or disagree. And I look forward to covering more stocks in the coming weeks. If you have any recommendations, leave those in the comment section as well. May the trading gods be with you.